Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They tour around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at his own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they're sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh, deja vu. You seen this all before, me slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs, cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting booed? Shit, I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame, but the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane, like we are to blame for society's pain, like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all this. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn's early? Oh,
man you're about to see in here, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia. Till victory won.
just to be breathing it and to just get up to see the wonders of nature. You know, I brought one of my little grandchildren with me this morning. They wanted to come, so I brought them. I got them in my hotel house and brought them with me. Really, it's Dorothy Jean. And we were driving down the expressway, and I was showing her the sun bursting out from the clouds, you know. A friend of mine and I call it God's living room. We used to go early in the morning and watch the sun rise. To watch, it's just one of the most beautiful sights is to go to that lake and watch that burst of sun come through and to behold the wonders of God in the universe. So I was showing her. She said, well, I said, that's why it's bright over there, the sun, and to the other side of you is the west side. She says, no, nothing bursting through it. I said, that's because that's where it's set. She said, well, is anything going on in the north and the south? So we had to discuss that, too. Every moment should be a teacher moment for children. But to see the wonders of God and see that beautiful sky, thank you, God, for allowing me to see that. Thank you so much for having me. And just smell good, y'all. Get up sometime early in the morning. Don't just lay around, you know. Something happens to us, we get the habit of staying up late and laying around. We get up, we won't get no fresh air. When I was growing up, my mother always said, get up in the morning and open up the windows, the doors, let all the fresh air come in, you know. But we just kind of lay around in the dark, or we get back on our Twitter, or we get back on our computer, or we turn on this or do that. We really don't open up the door. So why are you listening to me if you're up? It's nice out. Get a little fresh air to come in and let it, you know, breathe a little fresh air. we're supposed to have Professor Small on today, but I know he's getting ready to be going to Africa, and I'm going to try him again. If I don't get him today, I'll get him when he comes back. That's why I'm going to certainly have Claude Anderson on next week. We're going to talk about affirmative action. We will have him on next week, and we're going to go in details about affirmative action. But I do want to talk, and by Professor not coming on, we got many things to talk about. You know, Tuesday is the anniversary of Harold Washington being sworn in as mayor of the city, and his legacy committee is having this gathering at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. We're so happy for Joseph Childs and that committee who began last year to bring people together to celebrate the inauguration of Harold Washington. Why do we need that celebration now? So that's Tuesday. I called and left a message. I'm going to try to get her on to talk just a few minutes about that legacy committee. And it's Tuesday at the Harold Washington, the legacy committee of Harold Washington, which is headed up by Joseph Childs and many others. Will, I think the reception is at 6 and the program is at 7. I'm not 100% sure because I don't have the paper before me. But before we go off, I will certainly let you know about the legacy committee on Tuesday and also give you information about that. Now, it's a lot of things that we're going to talk about and kind of leave it open today in between as we kind of steer this ship. We're not going to leave it where we crash now. You know, what happened to the capital in Japan? He was sitting back in a room while the ship was going. Had he been in the front of the ship, he would at least been able to avoid the crash. But we're going to guide this ship the way it should go so that we be meaningful and not be emotional. We have a lot to talk about. We know that we've had a lot of shootings in our community. We've also had shootings and killings in other communities. They somehow find those people when something happened in another community. Not only do they find those people, they also find that their people are sick. They always come up with an excuse, the trauma, the illness, which means I've got to bring Dr. Newton back on to really talk about that front trauma again. Or what's going on with our children. So they talk about the trauma, they talk about all that. So what have happened is that if you take something or someone and make them be like animals, less than human beings, people don't care what you do to them. When we were brought over here on the slave ships, and we were properties, and they said we wasn't human beings, which meant that they could do anything to us they wanted to do to us. The power to be the white Anglo-Saxon. Because they was not dealing with a human being. They was dealing with something lower than an animal. In fact, and those of you who got dogs going to get angry with me, they treat dogs and other animals, cats and rabbits or anything, rats, they call them hamsters, better than they do a black child or a black human being. Now, I'm not opposed to folks who want animals, so I don't need the animal rights marching against me. But you'll look on TV and you'll see them talking about adopt the animals, feel sorry for this poor animal who can't, don't have no place to go. But very seldom do you see them talking about a child education. You don't see that kind of emotion around children, unless it is their children. Our children are wild, our children are this, we don't really deserve. So psychologically, what they're doing to us don't matter because we're not human. And then we start treating ourselves less than human. That's what we do. And I'm going to get Josie at the 6:40 hour, so tell Josie I will call her back to leave that number. So, that was Josie Childs calling in, but I'm going to get her after my break because I want to have a few. After the break, I will call you back, Josie. So they treat our, you know, and I'm not trying to, like I said, animal lovers, don't come marching on me. When I see a person let a dog lick them, it makes me think about when I was a child, you know, dog enzymes, animal enzymes are different from humans. God gave us all something, the fish, the whale, the flowers, the birds, us. But he made us have dominion over the earth and had us to walk upright and that we are made in his image. If we are made in God's image and the powers, we are little gods having a human experience. I remember when I was a little girl and you had a sore or something on you, the dog come lick the sore and the sore get well because of the enzymes in his body. So I don't understand. I think some scientists look at the enzymes in your body that God gave you for digestion and the enzymes that God gave and animals. Kind of different. And you should love animals. I had some when I was young. We had a dog house and stuff, and I had James, and I had Henry, and I had a lot of little. I always had pets outside, but I was a Southerner. It was outside the house. So you'll find that people treat animals better than they treat children. And I was told that the way you treat your community is the way other folks are going to treat you. So they, as Ron Emanuel say, be the framer. He who frame is the winner and the frame will lose. So our community is totally being framed right now. We're lazy. We don't want to work. We don't love our children. We don't care about their education. We're selfish across the board. As B.B. King said, further on down the road, someone's going to mistreat you. So we're going to, you know, and it's still that mental thing here that we can be yo-yoed. Leadership, elected, anointed, or appointed, you've got to stop taking the black electric and the black babies and the black minds and yo-yoing them for your own good. We have to really want to make a difference in our community, not because we're getting anything out of it individually, but because we want to get the whole to be better. Now, I operate, Dr. King told us that when you act emotional, when you get personal, you get emotional, you make mistakes. You make mistakes in the whole team falter and they die or something happened to them. We can't be emotional about this electric stuff, this election, or anything. People know how to push our buttons. They send our leaders out, well, regardless of what size, Republicans, Democrats, what size. Oh, you better get this. I'm not being emotional about none of this stuff. Because when you get past all of that hollering and screaming on the radio, then you go on home and sitting on your porch still feeling bad. The same way when Hillary Clinton was running against Barack Obama, y'all hated her guts. And I told y'all right here from this radio station, why are you hating this woman? You can be with Barack Obama without hating Hillary. You talked about her like a dog. This woman, you wanted to just chop her head off. because leadership was leading you in that direction and tell you she had horns. When a year before that, Bill Clinton was the first black president. But somebody said, now it's time to hate. Hate, okay, get your hate sign out. It's time to do this. Get this out. But in the meantime, you're living in a community that's totally in disarray, that we're losing everything because we are the only group of people in this country who are operating like that. And we're not operating from a position of power. We're operating from a position of weakness. All other groups are building schools, building businesses, building communities. They're doing that in the middle of all this. They're getting the DREAM Act. They got immigration going on. Don't get it. They're up their numbers. And immigration is not just about the brown people, y'all. Sorry to say, but I know it's not just about those who speak Spanish, because Hispanic is not a race. It's a culture. Because sometimes you got Mexican whites, there's Hispanic whites. You even got Arabs who are Arab white. So you got people who got dual things. We just black is black. But you also got an influx of a lot of whites from other countries who have come here. And they're sitting up in our community. That's those whites y'all see running around. They're sitting everywhere. They're illegal too. And that immigration is for them also to up their numbers that you're not paying attention to, all these countries that they're bringing them in. And I'm going to talk about this guy who was from the underworld, who was from a foreign country, who was tied to the ATM scheme, scandal, who was doing a whole lot of crime in this community, in this country. But he's from another white country. And then I read yesterday in the paper where this other group was on the Internet doing the crime. And they just let them go. So it's total. The only needs is not being met are the black needs. And it's the leadership problem. I don't care what nobody say. Because the masses is not supposed to have to worry when the leadership is supposed to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
These folks have meetings. And they lay their stuff out and how they're going to be moving. And they move. Not Dorothy Tillman. Why is it these folks do it? And we don't do it. Well, we do, and we have. But I want you to be very clear on what happened to the descendants. I'm talking about the descendants of enslaved Africans in America. Because I want to separate some of the blacks from their descendants, then I'm going to come back to the other blacks. And most folks in this country don't want to deal with descendants of enslaved Africans in America. Because if you do, then you got to face this white man. But if you jump over what happened to us here, then you don't have to face this man. You're cowards. Then I'm going to come back to all of us being one because we got dropped off in different parts of the world. But we are the only group in this country that laws was made against. You're not a human. You can't go to school. You can't participate in the economy. You can't have this. You can't live here. You can't go there. You're going to work free. And because of our fight back, we were able to open up this in such a way that people start being able to come in. We have never had a sanctuary where we can go anyplace. Blacks in America, the descendants, have no sanctuary. We have not massively been able to go anywhere to get away from this oppression of these people in this country. But other folks have come here of all colors, black, white, and brown. They run to America, and they follow the American dream, and they build communities. And they are welcome with open arms, and they're also giving you tax dollars to develop. Just want to talk about that so you can understand and be clear. Now, first of all, if you don't educate, remember now, it used to be where education was a crime for blacks to know how to read and write. Then blacks started learning how to read and write because we was always smart. We always knew. We just didn't understand this man system. This foreign land, and when we was able to begin to do that and to move in a positive direction to begin to build communities, this government created laws and did things to mess with us. Tulsa, I might play, they dropped a bomb on us at some point. Tulsa, Oklahoma, they bombed up those folks. You won't have this. Roseland, they did that. Dr. King, Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth, anybody throughout, whenever you stood up, Paul Robeson, they made you hate him. Eartha Kitt sit at the Dunn White House and told Johnson about the Vietnam War, and they blackballed her forever. So there's a system in place, a universal system without words. They said, this is what we're going to do to the blacks. And you run around here thinking that you're equal. And until you understand that we're not, we can't wage this war because we don't know that we're one. One for all for one. Okay? So you got on, those are the kind of, I don't like this hollering and screaming and hating and this man doing it, because while you yodi, 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 everybody else is doing what they're supposed to do. Affirmative action. That's what I'm going to have Dr. Anderson on next week. The affirmative action, and Clarence Polk, Clarence Thomas. See, Clarence Thomas is pitiful because he really don't understand that that's why he's there. The affirmative action we're going to talk about, if you want to talk about it, we can, but I'm going to get more stuff. I'm trying to read, I'm reading the ruling and some other stuff so I can get a clear understanding on this affirmative action. But affirmative action was originally written for black people and was part of the, it was part of our down payment on repairing the damage. But then we put everybody in the world up under them, like we always do. And now they're saying, okay, we don't need that anymore. Oh, yes, we do. But the reason you don't need it is because you got all these other folks up under this umbrella. And the fight, I don't even think Ogletree even did the argument correct. I've been trying to reach out to him, too. His argument was incorrect in terms of why affirmative action happened. Men that don't end it came under Clinton. And that's when they amended and did back before some other stuff on affirmative action. But I want the people who get these contracts, whether they're hedge funds, whether they're contractors who build, or whether or not, whatever they do, if they black and they got some money, if one of a black-owned organization, a black folks built, it's because of affirmative action, because a piece of it had to be given to black folks. So you can talk what you want to talk. It's not just affecting these people who are there miseducating. It's also affecting you, and you're going to feel your money. So it's all for one. One for all. You might ignore us, but further on down the road, somebody going to mistreat you like you're mistreating the community. Even down to election, we don't have to do this election based off of race anymore. Just do it. If you read in the paper last week, you found out that we, and I told y'all during the remap, and I think Lyles was over that. I told y'all she was no match for Victor Reyes. Here we lost seats. Hispanic gain and white didn't lose, and we the largest group in the city. You tell me something about that. Something don't smell right about that picture. We lost seats under the remap. But y'all two bids over here, well, I tell you, we got to do this. Operatives, what operatives do, the operatives in our community are leading us in a wrong direction, keep you emotionally drained that you ain't working on what you're supposed to. I know y'all, my grandma ain't. I said it on purpose. You ain't doing what you're supposed to do. So we got work to do, y'all, and it's not just one. It's all of us. And we're going to talk about this violence in our community and in the other communities. And one last thing. I know it's so much to talk about, and I'm going to talk about it this next hour and a half. South Shore, post-South Shore black folks who moved by that water and thought they had some beautiful stuff, and you did. You're off the low end now. You ain't on 43rd Street. You're on the high end. Them folks squeezing you in. On one end, Ron Emanuel put all his money out here for the South on the 90s. And then I read in the Hyde Park Herald, because I haven't been in the major newspaper, where the Army Corps of Engineers is getting ready to take over Jackson Park. And they're going to redo all the park and put fish and do all this. Now, remember, Jackson Park is one of the few places that black boaters have a boathouse. So they finna sandwich this in, and you're in the middle with this violence that I think they're perpetrating some of it. So you're running, and they take that. We're the only group that had up and down the river, up and down the water, that was living by a body of water because we're separate. We got to become one. So we're going to talk about white crime, too, y'all. I mean, they're not playing. And the drugs, if you really want to, if you listen to Mr. Superintendent, so you go on Matt and Cliff show, but you won't come on mine. None of y'all want to come on mine, but I'm going to try to get some folks on here because I want some hardcore questions. If you listening, you want to stop the crime. The drugs are not coming from our community. Stop them at the border, but you don't want to say that because it might interfere with the DREAM Act and stuff. That drugs are coming from Afghanistan, and it's coming from Mexico. And it's, I read where some more stuff was on the cyberspace yesterday. Well, this other guy over in the Dutch, he's a Dutch. He over there sending all this heroin and ecstasy and all this other stuff to our community. And where the guns coming from. And what they're doing is they're making us implode while they're building. This is Talk Chicago 69 WVON. Our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on Facebook. We're on Blog Talk. We're on Group Facebook. We're on everything. We're on iHeartRadio. I want y'all to wake up, folks, because we're going to really talk about this stuff. Yeah, we're going to talk about the ranchers. We're going to talk about Ron Emanuel put together that PR campaign and got busted. It's 4 pages in the Tribune if y'all want to read about it. He busted. You busted. We're going to talk about that. So wake up, everybody. And we're also going to talk about the Tuesday legacy on Harold Washington that's coming up. So, look, call your neighbors. Call your friends. I want to thank those who came out last week to our church. Call your neighbor. Call your friends. Call anybody in the whole wide world. Tell them Doris and Wright Tillman is having coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. Let's talk about it. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, it's Maddie Maticus, and I want you to know that Toyota on Western is your new and used car superstore. I've driven a Toyota for over 7 years, and it's the most reliable car I've ever had. Toyota has a long and solid reputation. Add to that the amazing customer service at Toyota on Western, and you'd be crazy to go anywhere else. Toyota on Western has new and used quality cars you can rely on. Of course, you can't go wrong with a new Toyota. And every used car at Toyota on Western comes with a certified inspection, so you know you're buying quality. Listen to my show every day at 8:29 a.m. for the Toyota on Western Car of the Week. Toyota on Western at 69th and Western. Give them a call today at 773-884-7200. That's 773-884-7200 or online at toyotaonwestern.com.
The Carruthers Center for Inner City Studies of Northeastern Illinois University at 700 East Oakwood Boulevard will present the Malcolm X Commemoration and African Liberation Day Celebration on Saturday, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The featured guest lecturer will be Dr. Marimba Ani, author of the classic African-centered critique of European thought, Yoruba. Her presentation will begin promptly at 2 p.m. Also, the day will include video footage of Malcolm X and ALD celebration, messages of solidarity, and a special presentation by Timeless Gifts, Joan Colasso's youth program for the performing arts. We welcome the community to come out and support these events. Don't forget to consider CCICS undergraduate and graduate program to further your education. For more information, call 773-268-7500 or visit our website at ccics-chicago.org. This is Dr. Conrad Worrell.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we present our fundraising gala, Thank You Chicago, for 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. One night only, Monday, May 19th, showtime at 7 p.m. We will be honoring Tony Award-winning producer Aaliyah Jones Harvey. Congressman Danny Davis will receive the State Rep Lou Jones Legacy Achievement Award. Tickets are available on TicketWeb.com or by calling 773-373-1900. Thank you, Chicago, for supporting 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. Harold Washington Cultural Center. See you at the theater.
At Habitat for Humanity, with your help, the numbers are adding up. 3 decades, thousands of volunteers, nearly 90 countries around the world. 300,000 houses, 1.5 million people living in simple, decent, affordable homes. But the most important number is one. One volunteer, one house, one family, one child. Safe and sound under a roof you helped her family build. Every 15 minutes somewhere in the world, this story is repeated. One more home built, one more family helping to build and purchase their own home. Together we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your hometown or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And now a weather update. Winds out of the south-southeast at 9 miles an hour.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Do not be alarmed. We are here to help you save yourself. According to public records, Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must change our behavior. We need to stop spending every dime we earn and start feeding the pig. We must start putting away a piece of our paycheck. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. And yes, even consider cutting up a credit card. And we must tell a friend to do the same. America, to start moving in the right direction, we must start a movement. Join us at feedthepig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Log on to feedthepig.org today.
And for more traffic updates, brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
In small towns and big cities, from coast to coast and around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather with purpose. Hand in hand, they come together. They may be strangers or they may be friends, but they are all builders of hope and homes. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, dreams take shape, and another family finds shelter in a home they help build. Through their time and talents, Habitat for Humanity volunteers are helping change lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even changing their own lives as well. Together, we can eliminate substandard housing. Won't you join us? Support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Now more than ever, please volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It slices. It dices. With razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender. It's not a set of steak knives. It's car windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text on their phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience car windshield. Passengers who have tried car windshield agree. It's a smash. Car windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced car windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid car windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WBON.
Say it loud. Say it loud.
Say it loud. Tired of beating our heads up against the wall. Work for somebody else. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I'm black and I am proud, y'all. I am so proud to be black. Harold said to love yourself don't mean you hate anybody else, but how can you love yourself? Love somebody else if you don't love yourself. If you don't love your people, how you gonna love somebody else? I tell you, you got to love yourself. You know, it's like I told someone the other day. You're sitting at the white man's table every day, and you go in there thinking you're part of him. And one day you show up, and his son is sitting at the table. And you say, "What am I seat?" He said, "That's my son's seat." But I thought it was mine. No, I was giving you opportunity to go in and make and build your table for you to sit at the table with your sons and your daughters and your community. So you got to get them up out of here. That's what's going on, y'all. So affirmative action is not just affecting those little students at this college or some other stuff, y'all. It's going to affect a whole lot of other folks. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live at www.won.com. We're also on Facebook, iHeartRadio, group Facebook, Twitter, you name it, y'all. We're talking. We're not playing. Time out for playing. Time out for the operatives and stuff leading us in the wrong direction. I don't have time for all that other stuff when our children are dying in the streets. Our teachers are constantly getting fired. You want to talk about stuff, and we got unemployment the highest in the nation, highest in the city, and they still closing schools. Ron Emanuel wanted to close 100 and some schools, but somebody said, "You can't do that, Ron." So he slowed up and did 50-something. Now he adding them in, sneaking it. That's what he's doing. 10% teachers in the school when school started, black teachers. Let's see how many it's going to be after it's over with. Unemployment the highest in the nation. Our boys can only go out there and sell drugs. That's the only economy almost going in our community other than those who are retired or those who already got other jobs. So they make them not have jobs, force them into drugs because our community is not organized to keep them out. They're selling other folks drugs. They're standing on the corner that anytime Rahm Emanuel want to take and say, you can't stand here no more, you don't stand there no more, you go somewhere else, you shoot somebody else, and yet they're still bringing the drugs in on the border, through the planes, through the air, everywhere, on the internet. So we're going to talk about this. I don't care, y'all. We can't play with this stuff when our community is going under. We're also going to have the Hair Washing Legacy Committee is going to be having a celebration of Harold Washington, Mayor Harold Washington, excuse me, y'all, the day he was inaugurated. This is their second year, and it's going to be Tuesday.
Are you ready?
So we're going to make sure that we talk to Josie real quick, and I'm going to come back to y'all as a Legacy Committee on Tuesday, and I'm going to talk to Josie, and then I'm going to come back to you. Lock in Josie for me. Let me talk to her for a few minutes. Good morning, Josie. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing? We're getting ready for Harold Washington. Harold Washington was something. He said, look, to love yourself don't mean you hate anybody else. And he also talked about link development. So we're celebrating him on Tuesday, right?
Correct. You got that right.
I'm so proud of you for putting together that committee. So what time is everything? I wanted to give it a few minutes before my board is lit up with these callers. I said, I got to get you in here so you can talk about it for a few minutes.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's Tuesday the 29th at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, Wales. And VIP reception is at 6 o'clock, and the curtain goes up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And Hal Barron, you remember Hal.
He
has written a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful choral work, and they took excerpts from Harold's speeches.
Uh-huh.
And the work is entitled Our Concern is to Heal.
Okay.
And we've got 120-plus voices.
Ooh, that's going to be beautiful. But
it's going to be beautiful. And we've got that young lady that I just discovered, Mae Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
I know Mae Carter. Bottom. Yeah, Mae Carter's mother was an LSC. We worked with her. And
you
she's
know,
been to
I didn't.
Her grandmother, yeah. And she's been to the Harold Washington Cultural Center before, but I worked with her grandmother. Mae Carter was coming out of the Board of Education as the LSC rep.
But, Dorothy, let me say this. What we're going to try to do with each of these events is to tell history. If you remember last year, we had Mr. Gardner and Tim Black,
right,
who were there.
Right.
This year, we are recognizing the role of Wesley South with WVON. You know, we couldn't have done it without WVON.
Right. You're going to have Leslie there. The judge is going to be there on behalf of her father.
She's going to be there on behalf of her father, and Betsy Berry is going to be there on behalf of Bill.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. So many of our young folks don't know about Bill Berry.
They don't know about it. They don't know that history.
Mm-hmm.
And so each time we hope to do that, and, of course, then we've established the Harold Washington Legacy Award.
Okay.
And we're giving three of them this year. We're giving one to Rudy Lozano. You know who he was and who his father was.
Yes, Rudy Lozano was murdered. He was one of the ones that was working with our coalition, and he got murdered.
Right.
Shot down in front. In fact, Rudy was a little boy. He was a kid. When his father got shot down, he was there when his father, he witnessed his father get murdered.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Then we have Daryl Tom. His father was Ping Tom, who was, in Mayor, Chinatown. We call him the mayor of Chinatown.
Right.
He was very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the stalwart, Richard Barnett.
Oh, yeah. Our number one political educator who got us all ready.
And nobody knows about them.
Uh-uh. And what is the number, Josie, if they want more information?
773-643-4828. And let me tell you something. If anybody comes there and said that they're Dorothy, well, I guess I won't say Dorothy Till. I guess that's WVON, huh?
WVON.
They can come in for $10.
Okay, and look, and you do have someone at the box office today from what time?
3 to 6.
3 to 6. Okay. And that's going to be Tuesday. And what I want you to do is hold on, because Courtney, I want you to get Josie's number so you can have on Matt's show Monday morning maybe to talk about this. Hold on, Josie.
Okay, thank you,
Josie, because I need to take some of the calls. Maybe she can get you in a few minutes on Matt on Monday to talk about this. You talk on Matt and Monday and Cliff on Tuesday. To help. Okay, Courtney is Matt's producer. So hold on. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, put it on hold, Courtney. Let me go to my calls. Y'all, I'm going to try to take some calls before I leave here. Let's see. Before we go on break, y'all, time be going away quick for me, I tell you. Bill, how you doing?
Good morning, Sister Tim.
Good morning, my brother.
Freedom fighter.
I ain't scared of nobody.
You remind me of 1,000 Black Power Fists.
That's oh, listen, listen, listen.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk about that rancher, but not go into the words of what that joker in Nevada said, but the response that Eric Dyson and Al Sharpton did. Eric Dyson, he went to saying, yeah, blacks and Latinos face a lot of discrimination from things.
I tell you, I know I can't stand that. You know, my God, let me tell you, Latinos got their struggle and they're fighting. They all, sometimes people got to always put somebody else next to us because they're scared to stand alone. This man didn't say they come. And really, Bill, the struggle in this country is between blacks and white Anglo-Saxon. And that man is a white Anglo-Saxon, and we understand each other, and we know how to fight. When they go pulling these other folks in, it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, you know, and the thing of it is, you know, he went, I said, man, I said to myself, I said, listen to what he said. He didn't say nothing about Latinos. He said, I got something to tell you about the Negro. So I don't, mm-hmm. It seems like they don't, and then I don't like the response, like Paul Ryan, a couple of months ago, he said something about the work ethic of the inner city. And I just sit there and I say, you know.
Let me tell you something, though, Bill.
Let me just say this. There's no race that works harder than African Americans.
That's right.
We are the only race who has given 300
free labor. That's right.
To this society, and right now we the only race that has work songs.
Right.
I've never heard a work song, a Chinese work song.
Ooh.
I've never heard a Latino work song.
No, I'm with you, Bill. I just want to tell you this. Because I know, and my board is lit up, y'all. I'm so happy.
But can I just say one more thing?
Okay.
And this is this. It's like, I'm going to go.
Let me say this to you. The reason everybody say that, Bill, you can't blame Paul Ryan, and you can't blame that farmer. You got to blame our own people right now. I'm not talking about black people, the masses. But, listen to me. These leadership is leading us in a direction to make folks look at us that way.
They're
not framing this argument correctly. They're framing us like that, too.
And then to not respond to when you have the opportunity and you stand before the nation, you have an opportunity to correct that type of stuff. You know, the reason we can't hire ourselves and the reason we're sitting at home and idle is because they decided to bring in 30 million Mexicans and give them jobs. I'm a truck driver, and I go to plants all the time. And, you talk about affirmative action, but I've never went to a plant where the vast majority of the workers were black. But I go to plant after plant, and the vast majority of the workers are Mexican.
Oh, indeed.
So, you know,
and
I don't see the affirmative action happening. For
I know. They just, I'm telling you, it's a game. And sometimes people be acting as operative in our community to keep our eyes off the prize. Thank you, Bill. I'm going to try to take one more call before I go to break because I got 2 minutes here, Robert. How you doing? I'm going to try to take you before I go to break. I tell you, Robert.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This is my first time call. I heard a lot about you.
Uh-huh.
You played a song a couple of weeks ago called "Is It Because I'm Black?"
Yeah, I'm gonna play that again.
I download that song. That's my motivation.
That's Phil Johnson. Phil Johnson.
You encouraged me.
Thank you.
This morning, because I was an emotional leader.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be emotional.
Can't work it out if we're emotional. That's what they want us to do. Other folks is building, and we've been emotional.
Yeah.
Other folks say, well, put your money together and build, while other folks using all of our tax dollars to do what they want, and none of your tax dollars come. Give me my tax dollars, let me put my money with it, but give me my tax dollars.
Right. And so, hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm calling from Roseland, and I need mentorship.
Are you in Roseland? My church is on 110th and Indiana Transformation. We're there. Our church started at 10 o'clock. We are through at 11:30. Our pastor is Andrew Hunt, Jr. Come visit us. He's a great pastor. Come on. Let's talk. I'll be there. I hope I'll be there. I'm there most Sundays. If not, just talk to the pastor and give him your name, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. That's why we went to Roseland. Uh-huh. Thank you. That's why I had my pastor. Y'all, I tell you, 773-643-4828. 773-643-4828 is the number for the Herald Watch, the Legacy Committee for Tuesday, 643-4828, so you all can call and do that. We're going to talk about this, y'all. We're going to have a good time because we're not playing Mayor Ron Emanuel, none of y'all. Hey, y'all, we're not playing. If we're serious, we have got to do it for our babies. If you want to stop the crime, McCarthy, Stop the drugs from coming in. Give our children some jobs. I'm not condoning what anybody's doing to hurt each other, but when you're on the pain and you're not educated, when you took a whole group that you didn't educate, they can't read, and they're out there on the street mad because they didn't understand it. I mean, come on, y'all. I'm not making excuses, but we got to do it because they're coming for you, too, in South Shore, Chatham, Gresham, all over the place. I tell y'all, how many times I got, how many seconds I got over there? Talk of Chicago, 1690, WVON, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.won.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. You got to listen to us there. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, Twitter. You can also go on Blog Talk. You just go up on the coffee tea or you go on the Jimmy Lee Underground and you can get us. Get your coffee, get your tea, y'all. We're not playing. We're serious. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Dangerous weather is on tap for the middle of the nation today. Here's NBC meteorologist Dylan Dreyer.
The biggest threat today will be for some large hail, damaging winds, and a few isolated tornadoes.
President Obama is in Kuala Lumpur today. Trade, defense, and maritime security among the issues he will discuss with Malaysia's leader this weekend. It's day 50 in the search for the missing Malaysian jetliner. NBC's Katie Turr is in Perth.
Bluefin 21 is on mission number 14 right now, searching about a six-mile radius around Pinger location number 2.
15 members of the South Korean ferry crew are now jailed. They're mostly charged with negligence and failing to help passengers in need. NBC's Bill Neely is there.
Families fear their children will never be found. Fishing nets have been strung under boats at the sunken ferry, a circle of 8 miles to stop bodies being swept out to sea.
This is NBC News Radio. Pope Francis will declare Popes John the 23rd and John Paul II saints tomorrow. NBC's Ann Thompson is in Rome and says there is some controversy surrounding the canonization.
Those two popes are arguably the most influential popes of the 20th century. They both men enjoyed great popularity, but they are not without controversy, as you said. John Paul II has many critics who say he did not do enough or did very little to stop the sex abuse crisis. And John the 23rd, he's the pope who initiated the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, still opposed by some conservative Catholics some 50 years later.
And Columbus Short's off-camera scandal may have cost him his on-camera job on ABC's Scandal. The actor, who is facing charges of domestic violence, issued a statement yesterday confirming his exit from the hit political thriller after 3 seasons. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting your parts fast is your advance advantage. When you order your parts at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to $12. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Dr. Oz says 90% of humans will have a problem with parasites in their lifetime. Are you currently suffering from any of these symptoms? Belly fat, constipation, hair loss, bloating and gas, lack of energy. This could mean your body has been invaded by parasites. Yes, parasites. Worry no more. Being parasite-free is a lab test away. We accept most insurance plans, which means you may pay nothing to become parasite-free. Insight Lab Advisors specializes in identifying and removing these harmful creatures from your body. Start feeling great today and call for your free consultation. We can be reached at 312-204-7276. Again, that number is 312-204-7276. 7276.
Hey, it's Matty Matt, everybody. The beginning of the year is a good time to think about making some improvements on your home. If you need professional consultation on home improvement matters, Pyramid General Construction Company is the choice for you. Give them a call right now at 773-804-9999 and let their experts come out to inspect your home. Look, you know the great work that they do on the outside of your building, roofing, gutter, shingles, soffit fascia, and more. But what about the inside of your house? Kitchens and bathrooms improve the value of your home, and nobody does it better than Pyramid. European-style kitchens and luxury bathrooms. And if you're experiencing any water damage to drywall or your ceiling, Pyramid General Construction Company is the choice. Give them a call, 773-804-9999. I've been relying on Pyramid General Construction Company for years, and I encourage you to do the same. Pyramid General Construction Company, 773-804-9999.
This is Cliff Kelly. Spring has been a long time coming, so let's turn this sun into fun. At Kingdom Chevy, you can change your stride and feel the luxury of a brand new ride. At Kingdom Chevy, they put dreams in driveways and specialize in finding you the right car at the right price. Kingdom Chevy put me in a brand new Chevy Impala, and now I'm cruising with a V6 engine and plenty of legroom. My new silver Impala is sleek, powerful, and comfortable. Listen to Cliff Kelly and get over to Kingdom Chevy at 66 and Western so you too can experience the luxury and pride of a brand new ride. Check out the huge inventory of new and certified used Chevys at 66 and Western. Online at kingdomchevy.com or call 773-432-3000. That's 773-432-3000. KingdomChevy.com or visit the showroom at 66 and Western. Tell them Cliff Kelly sent you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Join the Harold Washington Cultural Center as we present our fundraising gala. Thank you, Chicago, for 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. One night only, Monday, May 19th, showtime at 7 p.m. We will be honoring Tony Award-winning producer Aaliyah Jones Harvey. Congressman Danny Davis will receive the State Rep Lou Jones Legacy Achievement Award. Tickets are available on TicketWeb.com or by calling 773-373-1900. Thank you, Chicago, for supporting 10 years committed to children, community, and culture. Harold Washington Cultural Center. See you at the theater.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Call us. See my star.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind because he allowed me to go to the mountaintop. I might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Dr. King and his naiveness thought that once we went, if he opened up the doors, that those who walked in those doors, whether it was political, whether it was educational, whatever way it was, that we will pull our people back. I don't mind. I'll fight for you to have affirmative action so you get those contracts and come back and bill. I don't mind because I know I give my life. No greater man he will lay his life down for another man. We're back, y'all. We're back at our 7 o'clock hour. It's 7 o'clock, and it's that time that I love. Take that deep breath. Take that deep breath. It is that time, Courtney, Ebony, wherever you are in the country, in the world, in the city, in the state. Is there black enough for you coming after that, Courtney? Take a deep breath. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you? Are we ready? One more time. Black, 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 Courtney. Woo! Is that black enough for you? Up if you're scared to be black. Every black I know got something made off the backs of black folks, whether it was affirmative action, whether black folks buying their product, whether black folks giving them the right on, sending them to school or whatever. We all interconnected, y'all. We're all interconnected. Talk of Chicago, 69 WON, our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.won.com. We're on iHeartRadio, Facebook, Group Facebook, and we also on Blog Talk. If you missed any of this show, you can go back to Blog Talk. You can type in Coffee Tea and Blog Talk, or you can go up under my son. I'm up under him, Jimmy Tillman, Jimmy Tillman, Underground Railroad, you know. I've decided to buy time for him on his blog. So either way, and you'll find me. You can find me, y'all. And we've been talking about a lot of things, and the board is lit up. I don't want to repeat a lot of stuff that I said at the 6 o'clock hour because I don't know how many of you woke up, but we're not playing here. When you look at where the drugs are coming from, when they come across the border from Mexico, from Afghanistan, this guy the feds had tied to ATM scammer. This guy was from another country. He's chopping up folks, killing folks. This white boy. Then you saw in the paper yesterday. Well, the other one was from the Dutch. Everybody doing anything. Our children are not employed. 50% unemployed. We got to sit on the corner. They sell drugs. Can't read. Can't do nothing. You know, dyslexic. All kind of stuff. And then we stand there. You don't own no turf if y'all listen to me, young men. I know y'all be listening on Saturday. That corner belongs to Ronnie Manuel and the police. And when they want to move it, they move it. And you turn on each other because you're trying to show your manhood. So now we hurt each other because we don't understand, you know, how to take that and to turn it into something else. Leadership, we got to change that. 50% unemployment in the black community. Chicago had one of the highest unemployment in the nation. Illinois had one of the highest unemployment in the nation. Hey, yeah, we have got to, while we're being emotional and following all this emotion, everybody else is laying out their plans and making these folks come up with some stuff. Yeah, we need to put our money together, but our tax dollars will work for us, too. It's working for everybody but us. Because, and we're gonna stay on this for a little while and begin, just keep talking about how we, since we've been in this country, how they've done us and how our thoughts are, how our understanding is. So we're going to talk about this and keep talking about this. I'm going to go to the phone because my board is lit up. Don't forget the Harold Washington Legacy Committee, which is different from the celebration we're having on the 19th of May, but the Legacy Committee is Tuesday. And you call 773-643-4828 as they celebrate the swearing-in of Harold Washington on Tuesday. I'll be there, but I'll also be there to celebrate 10 years of the Harold Washington Culture Center on the 19th of May. Let me go to the phone. Some of y'all been waiting a long, long time. I'm sorry. How you doing, LaVette?
Good morning, Sister Dorothy. How are
you? Good morning. Mad as hell.
I know. I feel your heart when I wake up on Saturday. If I slept past 6, I'm like, oh, my God, I got to turn to
When our babies can't read. Our babies can't read, and they're still not teaching them. Our children are unemployed. They're steadily pushing us off the land. My grandmother said, "Rolling stone gathers no moss." You know.
And you know what? I, you know, your person asked what was my comment, and it's 1,000 comments. But
narrow them down.
My heart is bleeding for these boys, and when I see them, I don't shun them. I say, I'm gonna pray for you because it's not your fault. I tell them, I say, look at read what you're eating. A lot of this stuff is what they're ingesting. These kids are waking up, going to the corner stores, buying junk, and this is the nutrition that they begin.
It's what they're eating in their stomach and what they're taking in their minds. The teachers, how they can't read and write because of the resources and all the other stuff. Well, it's both the mind, it's what they're eating, but also what they're ingesting in their mind.
Right, and what's being put on them artificially through the system, and how can they fight a system that they can't see?
They can't fight it by themselves. We got to fight it with them.
They can't, and you said 50% unemployed is 90% of the black youth that's unemployed. So
yeah.
What are they going to do?
And they're being preyed upon because of that. They're being preyed upon.
What do you expect a lion to do to feed his family if he needs to survive? So if we're not giving survival to these kids out here, they're going to turn on the first person that's next to them, and that's us. So when they do that, who cares? Who gives a damn about what's going on within our community? It's imploding, like you always say.
Yes. Okay.
And so if we're imploding and there's no recourse, something, God in heaven, understand.
Well, there's a ram in the bush, and he better jump on out. Thank you, LaVette.
One more thing.
I got lit up board. You went way past your time.
I know. When Pharaoh knew that there was going to be a deliverer, he tried to destroy the firstborn.
Yeah.
So we better recognize this is biblical, and we need to really come together.
Chippewa and Pua. They said kill the boy child children, but the black women was midwives. They told Pharaoh, I can't kill those children. It's your poor and poor Exodus. It says, what I want you to do is to kill the boy child. And they called the midwife, the black women, from here they called them and said, when these black boys are born, I want you to kill them. And the women didn't kill the black boys. And when they said, the king said, why haven't you killed them? Why are these boys being born? And Shapur and Poor said, we can't help it. These black women baby becoming so fast, master, that we can't stop it. And the king said, I told you to kill the boy babies. Black women, we got to be midwives. We got to be midwives. Plump, how you doing?
W-B-O-N, black. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. To the bone. Hurry up. We've got a full load, Plump.
Okay, I just want you to know that we got some jobs for reenact the Green Brothers and Sisters in entrepreneurship positions, and I can be reached at 312-671-2773.
You know what, Plop, you got to call me one day. Plop, I want you to call me one week and tell me how many of these folks you done put to work, okay? I need to know.
Well,
give me a number.
All
one.
Of them to work.
But give me a number and let me know. Give me a number. Give me a number. Let me know a week after next. Okay, thank you. I want to know what the number is. I really do. Jetta from South Carolina. Jetta?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I'll make this quick, and thank you for accepting my call. I want to say good morning to your grandkids, and I want to thank you for what you are doing as far as throwing the ball to not only the next generation, but the generation after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it will take.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The shootings, I don't know where they occurred. I heard of one occurring near the president's residence.
I think it's occurring all over the country. It's not just in Chicago. They're highlighting Chicago. But right now, black children, black youth are unemployed all over the country. Their mothers and fathers are unemployed. The only money running through our community almost are the retired people. And those brothers got underground. And they put us on a catch-21. It's not just Chicago. Unemployment in South Carolina is very high among youth.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm saying it could be a plan.
A plan by who?
In my particular area, our school,
mm-hmm.
for them to close this particular school, they had to say, okay, there's too much drug activity over there.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want our kids over there.
But they don't tell you where the drugs are coming from, do they?
No, ma'am. No, mm-hmm. ma'am. No, mm-hmm. ma'am. But they do want to say we want it to be a safe area for the kids. So we need to move them out of the black neighborhood and put them over here in the white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, like you said, they're telling us everything that's black is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who care about their land. They care about their neighborhoods.
We all care about our communities. What they've done is they've put this fear and this division in there, and we can't let it happen. I thank you for calling us, letting us know what's going on in South Carolina, Sister Jetta.
Have a great weekend.
You too, because I believe all of our children are young, gifted, and black. And I think that's what I think they are. They're young, they're gifted, and they're black, and that's what we got to tell our young. And I'm going to play this by Nina Simone.
Gifted and black. Oh, what a loving, precious dream to be young, gifted, and black.
Ooh.
Open your heart.
Our children, young and gifted and black, you take away their music, take away their art, take away their soul, take away their community. We can't, and this very same person that's doing it, then turn around, put them in jail, and then talking about them and framing them. And then playing them off on them. Chicago land, playing our children like that. Oh, no, we won't do that. We ain't having that. No, 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 the master got to go. I don't want no master, no more yes about. This is the thing I was told when I was young. We got to get back to that. You tell them they're nothing? Woo! Yeah! When you're young, gifted in black, yeah! Come on, y'all. You're not what they want you to be. My brothers. Little brothers out there, I know y'all listening to me because y'all tell me on the street. Know who you are. That corner don't belong to you. Anytime they want to shoot you down like dogs and make folks hate you, but you ours. You got to separate the wheat from the chaff, though. Some of these little brothers operating on behalf of the man. That's why they don't catch them. Call them operatives. But those who don't know they're being manipulated, we got to put our arms around them.
But my joy,
Yeah. I'm happy to be. Yeah. That's how I felt when I was growing up. That's what Dr. King told me, and that's why I was able to fight. That's why they said destroy the youth. I might find that little clip. Destroy the youth. Destroy them. The youth, the minister, and the music, and you got them. That's what they said. Dr. King said, you're young, get them black. Tell Armani from Gary, how you doing? Hello? Put him on hold. I think he went away somewhere. Tell Armani from Gary. Taylor from Alabama.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, aren't you the lady I heard one morning or somewhere with Beth Smith?
Yeah, I'm the lady you heard with Beth Smith. In fact, I was on her show a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah, when did she come on now?
Well, you know, she's on the Internet. She was, they had to get rid of her because she was too black enough for you. I'm just, you know, I think that show we had.
What is her website?
It's on the Beth Smith. I'll get it. Keep listening. I'll let you know. Just type in Beth. You should get it. You know,
okay, just type in Beth Smith, I should get it.
www.BethSmith, I can't remember. Yeah, you should get it, but I'll find out, and I'll try to tell you. I'll tell them to look into it. But, yeah, Beth, you know,
well,
she had the Farrakhan and all of us there. They said, uh-oh.
Well, listen, I used to call in the Beth show when I lived in Atlanta, but I had to call this morning. This has been a hot week. I live in Atlanta now, but I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, I know Tuscaloosa. I worked over there with
about?
Dr. Key. You know the Carters? The Carters was part of our staff. I'm from Montgomery, Alabama.
You are?
Yeah, I came to Chicago with Dr. King. You should, yeah.
What church you out of in Montgomery?
Well, I went to the Bell Street Baptist Church up there with Reverend Fields.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Up there
on Oak Street.
Oak and Robinson.
Yeah.
You're Alabamian?
I go home all the time.
I can't believe
Dr.
it.
Dr. King brought me up in this place and left me.
Well, you know, I had to call in this morning. This has been a very active week here in Nashville. I heard Congressman Conyers talking about the reparations,
mm-hmm.
and I heard the fella last week on Jesse Jackson's show, Principal Hillary Beckledge from the University of West Indies.
He was very profound.
Yes, it was, and I have ordered his book from the University of West Indies Press.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know, too, that you can get an hour and about 37 minutes, I think, of him on YouTube?
What you can do is go to the Nation of Islam and go to the Nation of Islam.
Yeah, that's the one that was on Saturday.
No, you need to go on the Nation of Islam and
uh-huh.
pull that tape so that y'all can hear the minister, because the minister laid it out. And it's all right.
Yeah,
make sure
Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah, well, tell him to go to Nation of Islam and pull that tape. You get it all.
Yeah, and let me tell you what else happened here last night. I got to tell you that. And give me your name again.
I'll give you, I'm Dorothy Tillman.
Tillman. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, hurry up now. I got a lot of other calls. Yeah.
Okay, then, but listen, I got to get this out. Mrs. Marion Wright Elderman spoke here last night. She laid out what the civil rights movement has been better than anybody I've heard, and she's not glorying in past successes.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained the freedom schools and what needs to come about today. But, Ms. Tillman, this is going to shock you now, but I'm going to have to tell you this. I saw something I never seen before after Mrs. Elderman spoke last night.
Great lady.
They're talking about the pipeline to prison,
mm-hmm.
and I'm 58 years old, and I saw for the first time in my life. Now, you ain't going to like this, but I'm going to tell you.
You better
the
hurry
origin,
up. Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. The origin of the pipeline to prison is December 1955.
Oh,
it's
I believe
civil...
that. No, I believe
okay.
that. I'm very clear. I grew up in the civil rights movement. I know. I understand. She's a great woman, a great person to have talked to. Great. I'm going to try to tell Imani again. Tell you from Gary.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I came to you a minute ago and you was gone.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? All praises to God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to say real quick, you know, I heard this guy Bundy on television saying that we would have been better if we were slaves. He's my enemy, so he also said nothing better than that. But what gets me is when this Negro comes on and says, yeah, I agree with him. Black people should go back into slavery. And maybe they respect when they got better. Now, what do they think he is going to, what are they going to do with him?
Let me just say this, Telly, because this man ain't going to get me. And what I want to do with him is to take over and get our struggle back. See,
yeah.
they're organized, and we have to begin to look at what's happening with our children. And see, they keep us on these emotional roller coasters.
Exactly.
And what happened is, while we're on the emotional roller coaster, all of our tax dollars and all the planning to all of these other areas, these folks are building their businesses, their schools, their community, and every week somebody give us an emotional roller coaster to go on. Now, the fight between in this country is between white Anglo-Saxons and the descendants of enslaved Africans
exactly.
in America.
Exactly.
And we know each other. We know what's been going on. Now, you get all this other stuff mixed up in here, this is the person and that person, and we lose sight that blacks have been in this country all these years without sanctuary. Everybody run to America, but we've had nowhere to run. We've had to endure
exactly.
that mess. So we understand that mess, and we're going to answer by doing something else, not just talking with this emotional roller coaster, Telly.
Exactly.
You comes out of that Black Power movement, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, you got me 100%. I'm with you 100%. I will be there physically 100%.
You know what happened? You remember the Deacon of the Fence?
Yes, ma'am.
Deacon of the Fence wasn't nothing. See, these folks are replicating what they thought we did.
Yeah.
They're not doing what we did.
What we did.
They're just a game, you know. And sometimes I think the operative set them up, because there's a difference from an informative and an operative. An operative go in and set up stuff and keep you on the wrong path. So these operatives got all this stuff set up, and you can't get past the emotional stuff to plan. Let's pass that, Telly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We got to go past all that mess. I mean, we really do have to go past that mess. We got to. Maso, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
As you were saying, let me just say this. The greatest coalition that we could ever have is with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey knew that and moved towards that end and uniting the African people of the world. And as a result, the European powers were afraid. As a result, this government was afraid. And so they did what you said. They put operatives, they put informants into the organization to sabotage it,
mm-hmm.
because they knew that as a united people, we would be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done that since slavery. You know, they sell out our people, give this group something against this group, you know, because it will make you more in favor with them. And it's going on today, as you were saying, the very vulnerable of our people today, the uneducated, the young guys with no jobs, they give them little trinkets and stuff like that and pit them against us.
And manpower become their woman, the drugs, their woman, their sex, and their cars. You know, rather than procreation and love, it's about, hey, how many hits I got. They private part become a notch on their guns and stuff like that. So we can do better than this, Meso, and I know we're going to do better because there's a ram in the bush, my brother.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing is that, you know, it's not only the racist white man, race supremacist superiority white man, it's the insidious white female, too, that gets into
Oh, yeah. Well, you go down to that prison system, they got all these white women overseeing all of these black men. Now, you got these white police officers pull you over. The most vicious thing in the world is for a white woman to pull you over, especially a black man.
And, you know, I don't want to blanket anybody because, like, throughout the course of history, there have been genuine whites such as Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We cannot blanket because we've had people throughout, you know, whether it was the Quakers or whether it was whatever we've had, we've worked with other folks. And those who have a mind of understanding freedom know that they did it. They know what we're talking about.
Absolutely. But the racists that are out here today that are buying up our people, beware, people, of people that are bearing false gifts. And then in closing, yesterday was the great Ella Jane Fitzgerald's
birthday.
Yes,
it was. She would have been 90-something years old, wouldn't she?
I believe so. She was born on April 25th, 1917, in Newport News, Virginia. And today is the great Gertrude Pritchett, better known as Ma Rainey's birthday. She was born on April 26th, 1886, in Columbus, Georgia.
Thank you. Call me, Mason. I tried to reach out to you.
Okay,
thank you so much. For those people you're talking about, I'm going to play this song. Those folks who settled us out further on up the road, they going to need us. I'm going to play further on up the road for those folks who settled us out and rode our backs. And thinking the man, white man ice is colder than the black. Hey, y'all, we help you get where you got to go. And you can be there. But you know what? Further on up the road. and it's closer than you think.
Someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me.
You can step on the community and not understand. You gotta come on back, cause we're all for one, one for one, and all for all.
Someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Run on up the road.
Hey.
Baby, you just
affirmative action gonna hit you too. When he spoke.
You got to reap just what you sow.
Come on, y'all. Come on back home. We all one. We need you.
You got to reap just what you
hey,
sow.
We can't do this to our babies because it's going to come home to you. We got to all come together, y'all.
Like you mistreat someone.
Hey, you mistreat the black community?
Someone's going to mistreat you.
Come on now, Bobby Blair.
Now you're laughing pretty, baby.
You sitting there drinking them martinis. Come on, hey, calling your people those people. And they're in the back room laughing at you while you laughing at us. Come on, y'all, we all for one.
Further on up the road.
Further on up the road.
You found out I wasn't lying.
And the road is closer than you think, baby. It's closer than you think. Bobby Blair. Come on, y'all. Tell the story. That's why they took the music out of our school. Further on up the road, y'all. And the road is closer than you think. Come on, y'all. We can do this together, y'all. All of us. We got to do it. You can live and be where you want to go, eat where you want to eat, sleep where you want to sleep. But come on home and help rebuild communities. That's what everybody else is doing. When you're sitting up there somewhere looking at that lake and saying, my God, they done took my contract. Where's that? Oh, my God, I can't do this. Hey, y'all, when I asked them teachers to help us over there, Robert Taylor, they didn't know. Hey, y'all, come on back. I got it. But we ain't going to have that. We can say that to the more politicians who haven't given us anything. We might have somebody new. But for our people, I'm talking the ones who never come up, they come to our churches, they come all over us when they want something. Then they go on, y'all. But further on up the road, hey, y'all, and those of you who don't understand that we are one, the HBCUs, you know, if we don't educate our children, who's going to go into their schools? We all one, y'all. We all one. We're all one here, I tell you. Miss Audrey, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman Tilden.
Further on up the road, my sister.
I'm telling you, further up the road. I'd like to give credit to two educators, Dr. Robert Sadler and Dr. Joseph Lee, who pulled the educators together for Mayor Harold Washington.
I love Dr. Sadler. He's a great man.
And, yes, they were. And listen, on Thursday, it was very interesting that on Channel 11, there was a documentary about Skokie. And the Jews decided that the Holocaust gave them post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Oh, but now, they've always decided that. They just won't let us see it.
Yes. And I would like...
And our people know more about the Holocaust than they know about enslavement. They said, we don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about something else.
Yes. Now, I would like to understand why all of the schools are being closed on the South and the West Side. However... Mayor Emanuel has decided that President Obama's college prep school should be up where Cabrini Green used to be. And Halsted. I think that's a travesty, and I am concerned that our kids are not going to be taught, our kids and our adults are not going to be taught for the new jobs that are coming, and everybody else will be prepared, and we will not be.
Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. They're not being prepared. This is a job. It's a plan. This stuff ain't no joke, y'all. This is all planned. Just like I told you I read in High Park Herald, where they're getting ready to take Jackson Park, and the Corps of Army Engineers is ready to totally redo that park. They announced it. It wasn't been in the real paper. They're getting federal money, city money, state money. And they're going to build and put all these fish and do all that stuff out there. I want the people in South Shore to know they're sandwiching you in. And if you ride down the lake, you don't see a lot of us. So they're coming out that way. The only place we have when we put our boats is in Jackson Park. You out of there, baby, just like they did down on the northern end on 31st Street or 39th Street, whatever that street is down there. But it's a game. While we're being emotionally led and drained and imploding and not looking at what's going on, we've been pushed. The same way we allowed them to destroy public housing. There is no group in the nation who would have allowed that many people to get displaced but black folks. And it's because they framed us and they made us hate ourselves. Be clear on that. Beverly.
Yes, Ms. Tillman, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I want to make a statement and ask a question. The president pretty much has sanctioned gay marriage within this country, and he's really pushing it on the black community.
He need to push H.R. 40, don't he? Go on. Push H.R. 40 if you want to push some. Go on. And push for the tussle and push for Dr. Anderson Friedman bill. But go on.
Yeah. Anybody who comes out, he's one of the first people to respond. He's even had press conferences congratulating people for coming out, especially black males. Has he made any comment referring to affirmative action?
I don't know. I think he have. I don't know. I can't say whether he have or not, and I don't want to say he didn't and be wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, because it benefited him and it benefited his wife.
Of course it did.
I haven't heard him say anything. Sure, I haven't heard him say anything.
It benefited his father. His father came over here from Africa to go to school.
Yeah,
and his mama, who
was
an immigrant Irishman, his grandparent, who was his mother's grandparent, was immigrant. And both of them came over here, and they were able to enjoy the American dream, and so should black folks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
well, I don't think he's really said anything, but I mean, okay.
I don't know that he have not. I have to see.
Okay.
We have, black folks get real sensitive when you try to talk sense about anything. Thank you so much. That's why Ron Emanuel, every time I look up his picture on the newspaper with Barack, that's not going to work this time. Naming a school after the president is not going to work this time. It's what have you done for me lately, honey? We're talking about we gave you all because the president said give it to you. That's why a lot of black folks voted for you and a lot stayed at home. But that's for everybody. We having a crisis in our community. You can't manufacture stuff. I want everybody to read yesterday's Tribune. They did a whole article in the Chicagoland article, the Chicagoland thing that he put together as a PR piece. He said frame it. If you frame the person, the one who's framed or one who framed win and the framer lose. So I tell you, y'all better read the article. Trudy, how you doing?
That's fine. And you, Miss Gilman?
I'm fine.
I heard you say that the reason that we're in the shape that we're in is because the laws that have put us in this predicament. Is there any group or anybody fighting these laws or working to change these laws?
Well, I would say that Dr. King gave his life, and I would say those of us fought for the whole of our life, and ever since we've been in this country, we have fought.
Wait,
Trudy. Everybody who every since we've been in this country, we have consistently fought against our enslaved master, and we are the only group, I said, that the government make laws against or come down on. Yeah, you got people doing things, but you also got them infiltrated. You got all kind of things going on with them. But be a committee of one, and we should all do it, Trudy.
Okay, well, for this midterm election, do we have any referendums on the ballot to change our condition?
Referendums ain't going to change your condition, my baby. That ain't going to change your condition. We got to put more than a referendum together. We got to let the elected officials know that we are serious, and we got to hit the streets. That's the referendum. Thank you, Trudy. I mean, see, what they do is they make us blame ourselves for the condition we're in. I'm not saying that there's no concern with us, but don't let these folks play this game while they're doing everything else. You know, you get – come on. Alberta, how you doing?
Hi, Dorothy. You are so right. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you.
And you know one thing? We have been programmed. Now we got to get deprogrammed.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, why is it – this is my question. why is it that when we do something, we got to include all other ethnic groups? They don't include us.
No. You know why?
I don't hear them talking about do this for the blacks and we'll come on in. I do not hear that.
Well, because.
And why is it that we.
I'm going to tell you, Trudy. Don't repeat yourself. Let me tell you this because I'm running out. Let me tell you. One of the reasons a lot of leaders have to include other people because they are afraid to stand alone with our people. They're afraid to be black.
That's what it is.
But when you sit at the table of equality, you got to love yourself. That don't mean you hate anybody else.
Well,
you got to love yourself. And most folks are scared to stand.
Tulsa. What's wrong with them getting their minds together and go back to Tulsa?
Well,
see what the strategy was there.
Well, they bombed, you know, the American government bombed Tulsa.
Now,
and you know, and
as soon as we get together on something, they do us in.
Right.
That's why I say, I know we are wonderful, unique people.
That's
we
right.
are the creators first. And that's what we got to put into our children.
Yeah, we got to say, thank you, Trudy. We're going to tell these other folks to walk a mile in our shoes. Or why they talking. I'm going to talk to Reverend Weatherspoon, and then we're going to tell folks to walk a mile on our shoes here. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you.
Black, 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 black.
All the way, Reverend Weatherspoon.
We need to do more sanctuary in the community, daughter. If we don't outreach more, the leaders of the black church need to outreach more.
You know, my pastor said last week that it's not how many churches, what's the mission. And if our different denominations get together with the mission, our elected officials get together with the mission, our business folks get them together with the mission, we'll be all right. And them little brothers, I'm going to tell you something, them little brothers on the corner selling drugs, they are bad for our community. We got to do something about it. But the other folks who are taking what we give them and leaving our community bad too, but we got to do something here. And we got to separate the wheat from the chaff. We got to take the wheat, those who are being used, and the chaff, those who are out there using our people as operative. Thank you. I want to tell everybody why they're talking about us. I want them to walk a mile in our shoes. Otis Clay, y'all.
And you could be
you can just for 1 hour.
But just 1 hour.
That's all those folks who came in for sanctuary. Because they have to keep the enslaved people down because the rest of the black world will be down. Because we're the leader of the black world. Because we unite us here, we can unite the black world. You just, I tell you, Otis Clay.
If you could see you.
If you could just see you.
Through my eyes.
Come on, Otis, tell them.
Instead of your ego.
Come on, y'all, we got to do it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Then you would be.
Hey.
Surprised to see.
Come on, Otis.
That you've been blind.
Nobody can see you like Otis Clay.
Walk a mile in my
the descendants of enslaved Africans in America working all these years free had all these laws put against them. Right now, who are imploding us, stepping on our youth, unemployment is high. Contracts are down. Black folks can't get contracts. People working, but black folks ain't working. Because if you work, you won't be selling drugs going to jail. Tell your teachers 10%.
Now your whole world.
I tell you, sing it, Otis.
You.
Come on, y'all.
It's just a reflection.
Hey.
And the law of the common.
Hey, y'all.
Said you gonna reap just what you sow. So
at last, y'all, Otis Clay. If I suffer, I hurt you bleed too, my brothers, my sisters. We don't have time for this emotional stuff. Congratulations, Jonathan, for taking a stand with the Board of Education. Stand with Jonathan. You want to know who's doing something? Jonathan fighting the schools. Y'all want to know? Join Jonathan Jackson. Hats off to you, Jonathan, my son. You want to talk about him? He was at the board with them. That's something you can do. The economic piece you can do. Hey!
Oh, where my hand.
Right on, Jonathan.
The same way you do.
Woo!
So I may be.
He went down prepared to go to jail. Join those parents who fighting. Y'all want to sit behind the radio and say anybody doing nothing. Join the ones who's doing something, make it bigger. We got to change leadership in this city.
And when you strike out.
Woo! I'm with you, Karen Lewis. Ow! Don't play with me. Don't play with my mind, baby. Don't play with my mind. Don't play with my children.
Just walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in our shoes. Historically, they misused our babies. Misused our women. Misused our boys. Men.
Yeah.
Before you abuse black folks, criticize us, any of y'all, but anybody, walk a mile in our shoes. We made America great, and now you're enjoying the greatness, and we can't even smell the wine. Woo! We made it great. You have free labor. See what happened with you. All these companies, all these countries who want to talk about us, want us, it wouldn't have happened. We made it great. For everybody who's over here, the immigrants and everybody else when they had a place, the Lehman Brothers, J.P. Morgan Chase, all of them.
Now there are people.
Hey.
In Louisiana.
Yes.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, they done went through a whole lot.
Florida and Alabama too.
Come on, Otis.
And brother there.
Come on.
But for the grace of God.
Hey.
Go you.
Those who are sitting down comfortable, for the grace of God is not your child or you. Come on, y'all. Come on, black people. I love you, black people. I have faith in you. There's a ram in the bush. I want the ram to come on out.
Don't you know I climbed
to
the top of the mountain?
What you gonna do, Otis?
Look at the world and don't you know it's
come on, black folks. I love you. I love you. Take your art and your culture and everything else back, y'all. We can't take this mess we got today. Ain't no playing around. Plano, the teachers ain't working. You got to fight. Come on, Plano.
I'm going to fight black.
All
black,
the way
black,
to the
black,
bone,
black,
baby, all the way to the bone.
I don't have to say this. You need 5 days a week on the show.
No,
you're
I don't.
You're the only one that comes out. Matt, the ladies in after Matt.
Oh, everybody bring different stuff. Come on. Come on.
I know,
waste your time. Come on, talk to me now, because my board is lit up. Plano, I love you. Come on.
My thing, I have two questions. With Barack Obama, I heard one of the callers say that he's always on picture with, and I'll say that Obama don't do the H.R. 40.
H.R. 40? Not only that, the Freeman bill, I was at the Tulsa. We got stuff out here. Demand it. Don't tell everybody to have a good education. Give it. Plano, call me earlier. You wake up too late, my brother. I love you. 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 I want BK from North Carolina, and I got to play for Children Home to Your Dream, just a little portion of it before I go. BK, North Carolina, how you doing?
I bring you greetings of blacknificent. You excite me, girl. I just want to tell you this. I called to tell you that the ancestors told me to tell you they want to extend the invitation to you. What are you doing? Tell me this right here. Before I tell you that, ask you the question. What are you doing on July 4th?
I don't know. Put you on hold. What I'm going to do is let my daughter do my schedule, talk to you, because I'm running out of time. Hold on. Ebony talk to you. We'll get back to you. Ebony does my scheduling, y'all. I tell y'all, what I want to do is play this song before I go. I got to. I'm going to get to y'all. I'll try to give you 30 seconds. I want all the children out there. We got to, y'all. We can't destroy their dreams. We got to jump. We got to play. We got to play ball. We got to come out. They got to feel good. Hey, somebody told me that when you first through third grade, you learn how to read. Fourth through graduation, you read to learn. Come on, y'all. They're our babies. Marion Stamps, I feel you, baby. I feel you, baby. Marion Stamps put a lot out there for children to hold on. Those our babies on the corner. Hey, we don't have no job. Don't let nobody turn us against us. Let's separate the wheat from the chaff. Those who are operating to keep them under and those who might have a good way, y'all. I tell y'all. Hold on, y'all. My babies. Leave my babies alone. If you don't fight for your babies, what you gonna fight for? Right on, Jonathan Jackson.
Woo!
I've been knowing Jonathan. He's a baby. He made out. He ain't scared, y'all. Right on, Jonathan. Join his fight. Y'all want to join something? Join it. Don't tell me nobody doing nothing. Just throwing them bricks. Got to show you the way. Jennifer telling the children, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Woo! Bee Gees, right? Woo! Hold on, children. We love you. Hey! Hey! Love is stronger than hate, y'all. Didn't my pastor tell y'all that last week? Let's give it to him, y'all. Faith in your dream, y'all. Oh, shoot, put chills through me. We got to show them the way, y'all. They're our babies. Not just my child, but yours, too. They all belong to us. Black women, become midwives. Be like Shapur and Pur in Exodus, the Bible, if you want to find it. Save them black boys. Save the babies. Right on, Jonathan. Jonathan got to move. Don't tell me nobody doing nothing. Join him.
Sometimes this world can get you down.
Yes, it can get you down.
Just don't give up.
Don't give up, baby.
Don't dismay.
Don't you dismay.
What goes around.
Hey. Yeah. Come on, they're my babies, y'all. Hey, right on, John. Right on about to do it. Join Jonathan Jackson. He's fighting. And join anybody else that's fighting. Hey, don't throw no rock. Let's fight.
Dreams of the wings of the mind you can fly.
Come on, bring it down. Dreams of the wings of the mind you can fly. If you can't dream, you can't fly. 30 seconds, y'all. 30 seconds. I'm running out of time, Nanny. 30 seconds. I'm running out of time. We'll try to enter the board.
Hello, Dorothy. What was that article you were talking about where it was a dismemberment in Afghanistan?
It was it's Afghanistan. I see he's from somewhere. Look at Monday, April 21st, 2014. He's not from Afghanistan. He's from somewhere else, but read it by Kim Jason, okay? Okay, let me 30 minutes, 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Let me go down to Rick. He's been waiting a long time. Rick, 30 seconds. I got
to
get out of here. Help me out.
When your show come on, because you like to talk about those facts. A lot of people don't want to talk about, like, the school closing and for the drug dealers on the corner showing some of the resources. And maybe some of them might want to just get off that corner.
I think so. I think so. We got to separate the sheriff from the wheat, the operative and the ones who want to go. Thank you. And those who want to say nobody doing nothing, join Jonathan Jackson. He's fighting for the babies. I needed the last call, 30 seconds. 30 seconds, I need the last call. Okay. I want to thank y'all. I've had a wonderful time calling back here in the conversation with me every Saturday from 6 to 8. Every Saturday you can be here with me. I tell you, we coffee tea. We have it at 773-591-1690. We on Facebook. If you missed this show, you can go back to Blog Talk. Type in Dorothy Tillman Coffee Tea. You can get it, or you can type in Jimmy Lee. Go over there and join Jonathan Jackson. Y'all have had. And don't, we got to work, y'all. We got to work. And be sure and get the Tribune article yesterday. They did a four-page on Ron Emanuel setting this stuff up to make himself look good. Ron, don't play with us. If you're the mayor, make it one city, not two. It said, building a new Chicago. It used to be Chicago work together. Until next week, this is Dorothy Wright Tillman. Cop to the conversation with me. Reparations now. See you next week. Reparations now. And don't forget to support the Hair Wash Legacy Committee. Huh? Reparations now?
Hello. Put that back on hold then.
Oh. Got 1 minute.
Borah.
Okay. Anita want to graduate her daughter who's graduating from med school. That's right. That's what I'm doing. Congratulations, Anita. Hey, we're going to get reparations now. Congratulations, Anita. Hey, y'all.
Children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough. My forefathers' hands got blisters. Forced to...